Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona holding it down on the FNTSY News. Ones and twos. Let's start with Game 2 matchups from the NBA playoffs last night. Raptors beat the Magic 111-82, tying the series at 1. Kawhi Leonard leads the way with 37 points to go with 4 rebounds and 4 assists. The Denver Nuggets even their series with the San Antonio Spurs, beating the Spurs 114-105. Jamal Murray goes off for 21 points in the fourth quarter after only scoring 3 the whole game for Denver. Denver coach Mike Malone had called a timeout with 5:45 remaining in the third quarter with his team trailing 73-57. And kind of cool what he did here. He conjured up the LA Clippers pulling off their big comeback win against the Golden State Warriors to motivate his team. It seemed to have worked, guys.
That's nice. A nice little reference point showing like, hey, it can be done. It inspired them.
Yeah, just don't be saying that when you're actually playing the Golden State Warriors, you know?
Fair.
Yeah, and the truth of that.
All right, guys. Here we go. And the Blazers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 114-94. They take a commanding 2-0 series lead. C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard lead the way for the Blazers with 33 points and 29 points, respectively. After the game, though, Russell Westbrook took plenty of responsibility for the team's poor performance and vowed to play better in Game 3, stating, quote, "Starting with myself, I've got to play better. And tonight, the loss, I'm going to take full responsibility for tonight because the way I played was unacceptable. I'm going to be better, so I'm not worried one bit. My job is to make sure I continue to come out and will lead our guys and make sure we have a chance to win the game." It is good to see that Westbrook does take responsibility for his team's losses. Unlike some other people that we don't get to talk about in this playoffs because he's not there.
Mm. Fair enough.
He might be with Charles though on the set soon.
Yeah, he's gonna be on the set. It sounds like, and Space Jam 2 coming out this summer. But listen, Russell Westbrook will play better in Game 3 because it's gonna be in Oklahoma City, and I think that's not necessarily the zigzag thing, but like they will play better at home.
All right, guys. Game 2's for tonight. Pacers and the Celtics tip off at 7 p.m. Eastern. Celtics lead that series 1-0. Pistons and the Bucks will go at it at 8 p.m. Eastern. Bucks lead that series 1-0. And the Rockets and Jazz finish the night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Rockets lead that series 1-0. Guys, are there any of these games you're going to be putting a little bit of money on? Or at least a favorite one. Favorite one that there's going to be a lot of money on.
I already bet it. So it's going to be Milwaukee. They can lay 20 for all I care. I'm not betting that high school team, the Detroit Pistons, especially now that they've said they're banking on they're sitting Blake Griffin. This is Milwaukee's kind of got you can see they've got a little blood hanging from the side of their mouth. These guys are not messing around. They've got no intention of even making this close. A lot like what you saw in Game 1 in Toronto is what's going to happen here tonight.
All right,
plus, Drummond's out, isn't he? Didn't he shove Giannis?
Gone. without Blake, I don't think this team has a chance. And I think Milwaukee sees, the dogs barking in places and will not take their foot off the proverbial gas pedal. I mean, it's a big number, though, Joe. It's a big number. It doesn't scare you.
It was the same number in Game 1, and it was, they scored 100 before they scored 60. So I'm good.
This is true.
They can do it. Yep, they can do it.
All right, guys. We got to go over to the ice because last night, big, big moment here. In the NHL playoffs, the Columbus Blue Jackets finish off the sweep of the President's Trophy winning Tampa Bay Lightning. They win game 4, 7-3, sending the top-seeded Lightning home much earlier than many of us had expected. Guys, this is how strange this is. The last President's Trophy team to lose in the first round was the Vancouver Canucks. They lost to the Kings in the 2012 playoffs. They lost that series 4-1. By the way, the Kings, they were the number 8 seed. Yeah, they went on to win the Cup that year. They beat the Devils 4-2 in that. Even still, though, there hasn't been one President's Trophy winning team that had ever been swept in a series. I had to go digging for that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy.
The bigger story to me is not Tampa losing, because we knew Tampa was – the minute it got 3-0, Tampa wasn't losing. The whole – the idea that the Islanders did what they did to one of the most talented, experienced teams in the Pittsburgh Penguins and ended up beating them at home. Like, Pittsburgh – you had Sidney Crosby scored one goal in 4 games. Like, you've got to be – you got to be kidding me. What the Islanders did is a hell of a lot more impressive – than what the self-destructing Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Lightning happened to them. The Islanders, to me, blown away. I mean, kudos to them and handling the best damn player in hockey that we've had in the last 20 years in Sidney Crosby. You held them to one goal in 4 games? Damn, dude.
I don't know. This Lightning defecating the mattress and getting swept.
It'd be it was over last week, though. It was over for them. They couldn't get out of their own way.
You don't see the Clippers sweeping the Warriors, you know? Like, it's that level of mismatch, at least on paper. Well,
oh, also, guys, my favorite West Coast.
Yeah, well, that's just what happened with Pittsburgh, though, because you beat Sidney Crosby, Steph Curry. That's what you ended up doing.
By the way, the Golden Knights beat the Sharks 5-0 last night. They take 3-1 lead.
Thanks for going
the under. Welcome.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, hour number 2 here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Help you make it rain as we move along here, trying to get you guys all set up for the matches today. Not only, we got a little Champions League soccer. The rebound from yesterday here. We'll talk a little bit about that this hour. Also, we'll talk about the battle of the the mediocre baseball teams, round 2, going to happen here today. But just a quick final word on the NHL from a betting perspective here, guys. I want everybody to understand this. This is kind of unusual here, especially now that you've got Tampa's out, Pittsburgh is out. Even with, and this is the craziest thing to me, even with them, both those teams, the Islanders and Columbus being up 3 games tonight, they still got no love from the markets. We're still talking, these teams were still getting plus numbers. I mean, Tampa Bay last night was still minus 135. Pittsburgh was -170 going into that game of the Islanders. And neither one of those two teams did anything to go, you know, to make us or anybody, any of the bettors go, wow, they are just, you know, they're a goal away. They're just unlucky. No, they got their asses handed to them. But throughout the entire NHL playoff, by the way, not one team laying minus 200 or greater has won a game yet. Not one heavy favorite in the NHL at $2 or more has been able to cash a ticket. So you want to talk about the year of the dog. Not saying that favorites haven't won, but the big favorites,
the
$2 or $3 or $4. Yeah, no, guys, they haven't cashed a damn ticket yet. And it's not getting any better either for the series people. I mean, when you take a look at the amount of money, and myself included, the Lightning were minus 425 series favorites to defeat the Blue Jackets here in the first round. That is the largest odds to win a playoff series since the 2010, the heyday of the Pittsburgh Penguins. That is just unbelievable. Anybody who carried a plus ticket here for the Islanders, I mean, hats off to you guys, man. This is your year. If you bet nothing but underdogs and never watched a hockey game, Dane, you are you might be taking a few weeks off here and do a little vacation time. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good. I wonder if we could apply that to the Brooklyn Nets this week as well.
We got actually a game coming up that's going to do that for us. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
For you, baby, I find you.
All right, hour number two here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Shout out to our man here, Dane Martinez, on his birthday. Happy birthday, brother man. Those of you just joining us here. The man just turned 25 years old. Congratulations, brother. Something
must
like that.
Nice. I can vote now. I can
vote now.
Exactly. I can drink legally,
that's,
you know?
See, you got to love that. Age is a state of mind. But happy birthday, man. We're going to help make it rain here today. We're going to help you make it rain. We promise. And we'll start talking some Major League Baseball here because I hate to break it to Red Sox fans. But your team really does suck. Hate to break it to you here. There is no more, oh, it's early season. Yeah, the defending champion Boston Red Sox, well, they suck. There is just no way around it. I don't want to hear about velocity because let me tell you something. Chris Sale took the mound yesterday against the B team. And when I say B team, I'm being very generous by calling whatever the hell lineup that was yesterday by the Yankees, which also made it very frustrating since they had off on Monday. It was Jackie Robinson. Everyone had 42. You couldn't tell who the hell was who. There were dudes that I couldn't even tell you who the hell they were playing for the Yankees. And that was part of the reason. And maybe this is why I'm a little pissed off here, is that I was all over the Red Sox yesterday from a couple of standpoint. Number one, I knew Sanchez. I knew Bird was hurt. Now I knew the lineup. I'm looking at these guys, have no idea who this is. Romine's don't know this.
Right.
Paxton got lit up. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Red Sox against lefties are hitting 80 points better than what the Yankees are hitting lefties. And so you had to figure Sale's going to have his velocity back. Everything is going to go.
This should be, the Red Sox should be able to win, given that they've got their A lineup in and the Yankees have whatever the hell that ragtag group of people were. And yeah, what you witnessed was the velocity up for Chris Sale. Congratulations, 95, 96. He essentially was throwing batting practice to this B team yesterday for the New York Yankees. And I don't want to hear any more about, it's going to take him a little while to rev it up. And this team, let us not forget, the losses in April still count, right? I mean, it's not like the thing that made the Red Sox so great last year. Yeah, I mean, the thing that made the Red Sox so great last year is that they got off to an unbelievable start. So when August came, they were able to kick it back a little bit, kind of wait for the playoffs, gear it up. Yeah, that's not happening this year. And anybody who's watching the Red Sox, if you think all of a sudden there is some sort of switch that's going to be flipped, yeah, no. You got batters going up to the plate who look absolutely lost. Hats off to Paxton, by the way. 97, 98, right up your ass. Here we go. Boom, boom, strike. 12
Ks. Yeah, he's looking good.
8 innings, the first time we had a Yankee pitcher go 8 innings. Like, holy crap. Well, that's what Red Sox fans were expecting from Sale. Velocity was up, but he continues to miss pitch after pitch. You cannot miss. I don't care if it's 95. You want to miss, you miss at 98, 99. Then you can miss and leave stuff over the plate, and you got a good chance of getting guys out. You can't miss at 92, 93, 95, for that matter. Leave it over the plate, not expect these guys to mash you. And that's what happened there. But the Red Sox, guys, be very wary moving forward. The Red Sox are in trouble here, Dane, big time.
Yeah, listen, I want to echo the sentiments there. Like, Big Maple over here. James Paxton in a home start going 8 innings, striking out 12. I think that, and only giving up 2 hits, you know, as well. I think that is very important, especially with the health issues that the Yankees are dealing with right now. Okay, I look at the starting pitching, and if Tanaka can cruise, if Paxton's there, they're going to be okay until Severino rejoins the rotation. Every single hitter in the Yankees starting lineup got at least one hit. And you're right, Joe. You know, it's time to start worrying about Chris Sale. Okay, the velocity is still not coming up there, and you know, he's officially turned to like the wait and see for me. I'm not betting him anymore. I'm not starting him in DFS. You know, I may not even start him in season long until I see some proof positive that, you know, he's starting to turn this around. But one other thing I want to say.
Get a chance, I can't wait to see. What are his fantasy numbers? I can't imagine guys right now that are sitting on fantasy team with Chris Sale going, what is he, 0 for 4 now? I can't. Is he a negative? Yeah. Does he even have positive numbers?
I mean, here's the thing. His ERA, he's pitching to an 8.5 ERA, Joe. Okay? Like, that's really all you need to know. And the fact is, what does Sale get you? You know, Sale is a guy who's supposed to get you 250 strikeouts. The man has 14 Ks in 18 innings pitched. And when you look at these numbers, guys, generally speaking, what you want to see is a K per inning. Okay? Guys who have more strikeouts than innings pitched, all right, that's a positive. If you think about it, right, the benchmark for starting pitchers is to throw 200 innings in a season, right? That's pretty much going like 6 in about 33 starts over the season, okay? And the benchmark, if you see a guy,
an inning, so 200,
if you see a guy 200 with innings, 200 strikeouts, that's a real good season, okay? Someone maintaining a strikeout per inning. So when I look at one of the, you know, what was thought as one of the dominant strikeout pitchers in all of Major League Baseball, and he's got less Ks than innings pitched, that is a problem. Remember, yesterday I said Matt Boyd. You know, remember I mentioned Matt Boyd had 29 strikeouts and only 17 innings pitched. That's why that was so nice, okay? And he went 7 innings for 7 Ks yesterday. The idea that Sale only has 14 strikeouts and 18 innings pitched, that's concerning. You mentioned it before, Joe, also. He got something like 1 swing and miss on a fastball in his last start. Like, that is... those are the indicators to me that something's going on. What Sale may have to do, he may be at that point of the career where we talk about it, where he has to figure out how to be more of a pitcher than a thrower, how to utilize some of his secondary pitches more, how to use command a little bit more because the velo's not there right now.
Yeah, and the other problem with the Red Sox and what you guys better start getting, they're not beating up the teams they usually beat up that they should. They're losing games to Baltimore. They're losing games to Toronto. And, oh, yeah, by the way, don't look now, Tampa Bay won again last night. They beat Baltimore. So all of a sudden, Tampa
Snell on the aisle is a problem.
You keep losing these games early on, and yes, it's a marathon, not a sprint. I get it. But the more distance that's created now between you and everybody else, the harder and more pressing it's going to be come August, come, you know, early September, where you're like, oh, damn, we got to make a push. I mean, they coasted the end of last year, even at 108 wins. I mean, they were coasting. Yeah, that's not happening. And when you're not beating the Blue Jays, when you're splitting series against the Orioles, guys, there is a absolute problem here. But kudos to the Yankees, who have had everything go wrong for them. Everybody hurt. And yet this dude in the eighth inning, man, I mean, this is the reason why you go out and you get him, right? The numbers here, guys, think of this. Look at us here. His final pitches last night, Paxton. 97, 97, 97, 99, 98, 97. That was the final at bat, the last batter he faced last night. That dude, you get that from Paxton? Yeah. That's what they wanted, why Severino was on the shelf. You give me more James Paxton like that? Yeah, and the Yankees, I don't think it'll matter who they put up. And hats off to the B team, by the way. The guy who played third, no idea who he is. They had somebody in the outfield. Yeah. Okay. Great. He was wearing four. Congratulations. They killed it in the yesterday. Yeah. They killed it.
I want to tell you something. I want to give a big shout out real quick to DJ LeMahieu, Joe. Yes. This guy was signed as a free agent, you know, signed to be a super utility guy, right? You know, he's going to play some third. He's going to play some first. He's going to play some second. You know, he's going to give, you know, he'll give Andujar a day off here and there, you know. He'll give Tulowitzki a blow. All of a sudden, he's an everyday player with injuries to Andujar and Tulowitzki, and he is hitting .377. They're putting him at the top of the order. This is a guy who's been in Colorado. He is a former batting champ, Joe. All right, and where would they be without DJ LeMahieu? Has the highest batting average.
He's a career 333 guy. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Isn't he a career 330? Yeah,
he is, and he was signed to be kind of like this super utility guy. So I think people are just like, okay, sure, no problem. But he has been pressed into action, and I don't know where they would be offensively without DJ LeMahieu. Tips, you know, hats off to him.
Yep. Yeah. And by the way, again, velocity. This is an 89 mile an hour sail. He was up to 97, 97 and a half yesterday. Velocity's coming back. His location is horrific. And so is the bats for the Boston Red Sox. All right, but today is a different day. So where do we go from here? Well, we'll go to the NFL next, and I'll show you what everyone's talking about here in Miami, which is hilarious. We'll have to caption this for you. Coming up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
Kevin Durant and Draymond Green did not speak to the media after the game. You got to be accountable. Klay Thompson was up there answering the questions, and I give him credit for that. I just don't like these players that, you know, want all the spotlight when everything's going well. You just guys blew a 31-point lead. That's not going to fly in New York for Kevin Durant if he comes to New York. I'm very interested to see if he can handle it here.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Hump Day, people. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you guys very much for welcoming us here today as you stream us across one of the many platforms. Welcome in those of you on Pluto TV. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And thank you guys for making us a part of your day. And big action here today coming up. NBA back at it. Playoffs. Hockey. NHL continue the road to the Stanley Cup. And, of course, Major League Baseball. We're even going to throw in a little soccer action for you as the Champions League continues trying to get to a final crown of the champion there. But I want to talk a little NFL as we are just a week away here from the draft. We've got a schedule coming out a little later today that we'll finally be able to wrap our heads around, which is always nice because when the schedule comes out, it allows sports investors a chance to kind of map out a little bit of an idea, kind of put your spreadsheets together, some of your power rankings, certainly after the draft comes out, so you can kind of understand home versus away, kind of gives you a little bit of a blueprint as to what you're going to be looking at when the season comes. And I know there are some people who argued, and I was one of them. I always thought, what is, listen, at this point, you're 5-7 days away from the draft. Wait till the draft comes and then go ahead and release the schedule. I think it'll be, you know, throw it around that way. I mean, why have it within 5 or 6 days? I mean, it's one thing if you were going to release it last month and you want to keep the PR machine for the NFL running, but I do think there is always going to be enough hype around the draft where there's going to be some guys that are drafted that people will be looking forward to seeing. And quite honestly, if you know who's got who at what time, you can probably do a better job scheduling and figuring out what the better matchups might be. So, you know, they don't do it that way. They've already got it already in stone. It doesn't make a difference what happens with the draft, but it's coming. And one of the things that we know for sure about this year's draft is that the Miami Dolphins have absolutely no intention of winning a game this year. It is tank like I have never seen, and they are just outwardly doing so. If you don't believe me, let me go ahead and give you the picture of Ryan Fitzpatrick. This is Ryan Fitzpatrick yesterday doing a little preseason workout. You guys notice anything different about Ryan Fitzpatrick here besides the fact that he looks like he's got a gluten allergy? Anybody?
I mean, dude is huge.
Yeah, he is.
Dude is huge. You don't think he's wearing like a bulletproof vest or something, bro?
No. As a matter of fact, extremely fat, extremely happy. And when he was asked about this yesterday, and people were actually labeling him, I think it was Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, Fitzpatrick is what they were calling him, which is very clever. But he says, listen, I got a lot of kids, a lot of birthdays. I've been eating a lot of cake. And, I'm going to do my best. Don't worry. I'll be okay by the time the season starts. But I have never seen Ryan Fitzpatrick this size and this out of shape before ever. And the fact that that's where we're at right now, I think that tells you everything you need to know about the Miami Dolphins' chances of actually winning a couple of games this year. It's Fat Patrick right there, my friend.
Wow, that is pretty crazy. I will say this, you know, we are in exactly the kind of like halfway in the calendar year away from the NFL season. So if he's going to balloon to anything, now is the time, Joe. You mentioned the NFL schedule. I want to let people know we got a poll question up about that today here on Make It Rain. And as always, you can, you know, make your voice heard here at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds. We asked you, with the NFL schedule being released tonight, what's the first thing you look at for your home team? You know, do you look at what week they have a bye? Do you look at how many times they're on national TV, you know, Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night, that sort of thing? Do you look at their late season matchups, right? Do you look at, say, like, oh, they got three easy games to finish it off. They can make a playoff push, that sort of thing. Or is it something else? That's what we want to let you know right now, Joe. Half of the people who have voted say they look at the national TV games. And I wanted to tell you one other thing about that, Joe. Remember how we were trying to predict the Patriots' opponent? You said they'd be on, like, Sunday night, I think it was, because they're not doing the opener. And we thought it'd be interesting if they had Cleveland right out of the gate. I'm going to tell you something. It's looking like there's buzz, Joe, that the Cleveland Browns may be in prime time on week one, but against the New York Jets, Joe, Odell Beckham and Jamal Adams are going back and forth on social media saying we've seen the schedule and it's going to be good to face each other prime time week one. Odell Beckham saying, oh, it looks like I'm going to be in that stadium soon enough, real early. Browns don't play the Giants this year. They do play the Jets. So maybe that's an interesting matchup.
And it's also the fifth. But it's also the 50th anniversary since, I believe, the first Sunday night game or some where Cleveland played the Jets. There's some sort of correlation.
Monday Night Football,
Yeah.
It was the first ever Monday Night Football game.
It's the 50th anniversary. So that's, I think
we could see Browns-Jets Monday Night Football week one when you know they do that doubleheader
action. I
think
it's already a given. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's right. I mean, it's just too many pieces are fitting there. You're celebrating 50 years. That was the first game. Voila, you've got Jets.
Both of these teams, you know, a lot of stuff in the offseason, some buzz around them. And listen, maybe the players are privy to it already because Odell's already tweeting about it.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of that sniffing around going on. It all makes sense. And listen, good. I mean, that's it. If we know one, congratulations. I think that's going to be a fun game. A lot of the up and comings, two young quarterbacks, a new coach, two new coaches. A lot to be excited about.
What do you look at when the schedule comes out, Joe? What do you look at when the schedule comes out? The poll says bye week, national TV games, late season matchups, other. What are you looking at? Are you looking at, because I know you're a sports investor, are you looking at those schedule losses? I know one thing the coaches look at is back-to-back-to-back games, three road games in a row. The NFL made a conscious effort to try to reduce that because they know it's basically a scheduling loss and only like two or three teams had to face that at all last schedule. That might be one thing I look at as a sports investor. Does any team have three road games in a row? Because I'm fading them in road game number three.
Yeah, home away is the first thing, trying to get a feel for the home and away schedule. How many weeks are they away? How far do they have to travel? Travel definitely, you know, plays a part when you're breaking it down and trying to give yourself an idea of how many wins. Because when the schedule comes out, I look at the schedule and then I look at the futures, right? Where are we at with the numbers here? And then you try to compare, you go through the schedule. All right, home, away, 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 home. Are they traveling across country? Are they not? I also like to look at the first 4 to 6 games and try and get a sense, because we know a lot of seasons, a lot of people say, listen, you can throw September. All right, throw, you know, late August, September, throw it out. It means absolutely nothing. Well, if you're an upper echelon team, it might mean less than it usually does. But if you are a team that your expectations are middle of the road, an 8-9 win team, it's going to be important for you to be able to start pretty well. Same thing with like the Red Sox we said here. I'm looking for a team to be able, can they get 2, 3, 4 wins in the first 6 weeks of the season? Early on, can they? Are there any cakewalks? Can we get one or two that maybe we shouldn't? Early on, because that's going to go a long way to decide. And we always know this. It comes December. Oh, damn, if we only won that game back in, you know, we're always one game here or one game there. And it really starts to me in the first month of the season, that September schedule there, those four games. Are they home? Are they away? Are they conference? You know, when do you first play your division game? You know, who's the first division guy up? Where is it? And try to figure out from there, because it comes down every year. We forget it comes down one game here, one game there. And it usually we can always tally it back to, damn, if we just would have won the game or played a little bit better early on in September, those games mean more than people give it credit to be, I think.
Yeah, and also, you know, Joe, you're down there in Miami with the Dolphins. You know, a lot of the sharps look at the early season for Miami and see if there's any northern teams that are coming down to Miami when it's September and it's still Indian summer, you know. And then the flip side is also true. Does Miami have to go up to Buffalo in December? Mm-hmm. Do these warm weather, do dome teams, you know, have to go up to Chicago or Green Bay in December? Mm-hmm. Those weather kind of things. Because Miami, they always, you know, they get to a, off to a hot start in September. It happened last year also, remember, starting 3-0 with these home games. So the
it's
weather,
a great home court,
early, late
it's a great
season.
Home advantage. Yeah, Tampa, too, is another one.
There's always someone who lays an egg in Tampa during the season.
Always.
Someone always does there. They go into Tampa as a road favorite and defecate the mattress. It always happens to a team like Seattle will come in and then, you know, defecate the mattress. And the other thing you mentioned, Joe, I believe in this. I don't know if you do. I believe in the West Coast teams flying east for the 1 o'clock start. I fade that usually.
Yeah, you got to take it into consideration. I mean, yes,
right. No, I'm saying it's a factor. It is a trend I believe in. It's an angle I do, in fact, look at. That's all. It's not the end all be all.
Consideration. No. And some teams, listen, some teams, it's better to go west to east than maybe east to west. And, you know, some teams have a history. Some quarterbacks are better in that situation. Some are worse. But it is something that you absolutely have to consider when you're looking at these. And, you know, listen, is there two? We saw this a couple times last year, too. Teams with back to back West Coast games from the East Coast.
Yep.
Why? They're not
yep.
flying back. They're staying on the road. Mm-hmm. The schedule has
the London
a
games,
lot to do
the
with
London
that.
Games and the travel impact of those.
Right.
You know, I will fade a team the week after the London game every single time if they don't have a bye, which started last year. Teams have the London game and then play the next week. I'm fading them all day long.
Yeah, and I want to know who and when the buys are with some of your favorite teams. When do they are? They middle of the season? Are they not?
Yep.
What are the
early
two
buys,
games
late
leading
buys.
Up to the bye? What is the first game after the bye? Though, you know, those are some of the things that you can look
Andy
at.
Andy Reid after the bye.
Today. Yeah, it'll be out later today, so we'll have a pretty good idea tomorrow. To be able to crunch
some of the data
and figure out what we got going on there. Some other notes here in the NFL. Patriots signed Demaryius Thomas, and looks like he just he dropped the contract just like that. He pled guilty to careless driving. What was it last month? But I guess the Patriots are in such dire need of wide receivers, they've gone ahead and signed him. And we'll see what that leads to there. But I guess from a law perspective, I guess everything is okay there. I otherwise I don't think they would have gone out, especially given the tug job thing going on here. I'm pretty sure he's probably pretty clear. But we'll talk about that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
First round of the 2019 NFL Draft, Thursday, April 25th. Guys, for serious fantasy football players, it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. And Roto Experts, they've got you covered. Their NFL 365 fantasy football package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. You got Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year, so you can have an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. You can save 10% now. RotoExperts.com, promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off, promo code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at RotoExperts.com. And want to welcome you in here. A couple of NFL stories of note. We just told you, if you're just joining us, Patriots have gone out and signed Demaryius Thomas, who was a free agent, and of course, last month, he was in an accident earlier. This is the guy that blew out his Achilles in Houston, took some time off, got into a car accident of some sort. He pled guilty to that, and now he has signed with the Patriots. And from what I understand, the history of this is Josh McDaniels, who, of course, was back in the day, the head coach of the Denver. They drafted him in the first round in 2010, but I listen, Thomas back in the day when, you know, he was a pretty damn good wide receiver in that system, Peyton Manning, you know, they had a lot of other pieces going on. He hasn't been that guy in a while. And I'm sure there's a part of Josh McDaniels that feels that, you know, he's this, this wizard among, offensive players that he can somehow resurrect this guy. Cause he obviously has a passion for him, likes him. There's a relationship there. I just don't I don't know, but the Patriots are in such need of wide receiver help. They've got pretty much nobody outside of Edelman. Now that Gronk is gone, they're grabbing anybody and everybody that might be able to help them. But Demaryius Thomas going to be a Patriot, and we'll see what kind of guru he really is, I guess.
Yeah, and so I'm glad you made the Josh McDaniels connection, because remember, he was there in Denver and they did draft him. But I want to make a point here, Joe, that when we get to football season, you're going to hear me say this a lot. Joe, are you an American history buff at all?
I am.
You are? Okay, yes. So maybe you've heard of, like, around in the early 1800s, there was something, there was a scandal, Joe. I believe it was called the XYZ Affair. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, okay. Yes.
So, good. And I apply this all the time. I use this term, the XYZ Affair, when it comes to wide receivers in the NFL. Okay. And it's okay. About roles here. Your X wide receiver, Joe, is your outside 6'3", 6'4", big body guy, tough at the point of the catch, the Julio Jones, the Megatrons, the Demaryius Thomas types. Okay. And that's the kind of role you need for X. okay? The Y wide receiver is known as your kind of number two guy, your chain mover, okay? Your Quincy Enunwa types, all right? And then your Z is the slot guy, your two-way go kind of guy, okay? And guess what? The Patriots have one of the best in the league in the slot at Julian Edelman, right? They have the burner down the field still, if he ever gets his act together, in Josh Gordon. The kind of wide receiver that the Patriots do not have is the X wide receiver, the outside wide receiver, the big body wide receiver, the high point fade back shoulder kind of wide receiver. And that is especially exacerbated with the retirement of Gronk. So you're absolutely right, Joe. Demaryius Thomas is not DT like he was as a first-round fan, you know, a wide receiver one in fantasy like he was in years past for the Denver Broncos. But he fills the exact role in the XYZ affair that the Patriots are lacking. They have their downfield threat in Gordon. They have their slot guy in Edelman. What they need is a quote-unquote X wide receiver. And Demaryius Thomas, while he's not an All-Pro anymore, he might be able to fill that role in a serviceable way for the Patriots. And the connection with McDaniels is also there.
Yeah, and listen, at this point, it's the Patriots. I'm sure they're going to address next week. They're going to address a few positions, including the wide receiver position. I don't know that anybody can bank on Gordon being anything other than, hey, we hope he comes back. If he does, then you don't even know how long you're going to have him. It's just an unfortunate situation there. But they listen, it is a signing that is he was available. And if he's healthy enough, he's not what he once was. But I'm sure they can, you know, like Tom Brady does, he figures out a way to make people productive. One of the other stories in the NFL was the powder blue uniforms are coming back. I don't know about you, man, but these were some of the ugliest damn uniforms in the history of the NFL. Of all the uniforms in the NFL, the Chargers powder blue uniforms was just so maybe. Yeah,
I disagree.
You like
I love
that
the powder
uniform?
Blues. I really? Love the powder blues. I actually think they're the best unis in the NFL. I love the powder blues, Joe. Are you kidding me? Of all the like third alternate ones, I love them. I think they're the best. Joe, we've got a poll question for tomorrow, it sounds like, Joe.
Oh, dude.
It's like we are writing it down right now. The powder blues are the best. Hey,
Bavona, can we get a picture of the powder blue uniform up there, man? And show that
to me. Do you like the powder? Okay. Do you like the powder blues? Because I love them, Joe. I thought you were going to go the complete opposite. Boy, I love the powder blues. We're going to make a poll question on that. Hey, Joe, real quick. You mentioned the unis. One other free agent I want to talk about real quick. TJ Yeldon's still out there. They're talking about it in the chat room also. Justin Bruni, who, by the way, thank you for the happy birthday wishes, Justin. He's saying surprised that Yeldon is still available. TJ Yeldon visited the Patriots without a deal. He's going to the Buffalo Bills today. TJ Yeldon is a perfect example of one of these kind of second wave, third wave of free agency guys that can still help a team. TJ Yeldon, especially out of the backfield, can help a team that puts him in the right position. And I think it's interesting that he's still out there. I agree with you, Justin Bruni. Yeldon is still has the ability to add value for a team. We'll see if he winds up in Buffalo or elsewhere. But Joe, I can't believe you're anti-powder blues. We got to make that the poll tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, well, nobody wants TJ Yeldon because he's a Nick Saban disciple, and they can get actually any one of a number of TJ Yeldons in the draft and pay him $3 this year. So he's going to be one of these guys they'll bring in if there's injuries or somewhere along those lines. Where is Carlos Hyde, by the way? Speaking of guys that have come and gone over there, is he actually on a team or is he still a free agent as well? Because he was with the Browns, but they let him go. And then he went to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Right. And then
is he?
That's a good question. Oh, you know what? He signed with the Chiefs. He signed with
Did
the
he
Chiefs
really?
In that. Yeah. Because they got, remember, the Damian Williams guy, and he's going to be like the Lightning. And they signed Carlos Hyde to be the Thunder. Wow. Yeah, he signed a one-year $2.8 million deal to be part of that stable in Kansas City. So a nice little landing spot for Carlos Hyde.
And Duke Johnson is still available as well. Duke is not signed to anybody.
He would be a great look for the Philadelphia Eagles. Remember, I really think Eagles would be a strong look for him. Remember, we mentioned that the Jordan Howard got moved, I believe, there. Mm-hmm. Trying to remember all these things. But remember, Howard is the kind of thunder back, so they still need a pass-catching back. TJ Yeldon would be a spot for him as well. You know, with Jordan Howard as a specific between the tackles, early down back, they need the type of back that I'm just mentioning with a TJ Yeldon or with a Duke Johnson to be that kind of PPR machine out of the backfield. They do have Darren Sproles, who, by the way, is, you know, he's going to be on his victory lap swan song
like
if he comes back.
Years old.
But that's what I'm saying. A guy like TJ Yeldon, a guy like Duke Johnson, very viable for the Eagles because they have Jordan Howard, who's there, you know, early down back.
And well, that's, you know, the draft right around the corner. That's the problem with that position. It's so, if you're not a, you know, if you're not a upper echelon back that people like a Saquon Barkley or a, they just can't, the teams just look at it and go, you know what, let's just go draft a whole bunch of these dudes out of college who, you know, we'll pay them $12 and that's what we're going to have. Not to mention you got all these. My question is, does the dude from Trent Richardson from the AFL, does he get a shot on a team this year after what he did there in the AFL? Do you think he gets invited? You think he's got a shot at least to make a team?
He might get an invite to a camp, but
right?
I don't think he'll
you
make
think?
A 53-man roster. I don't think he'll make a 53-man roster. If he blows up in the XFL next year, maybe he's got a better chance. But I think the league has already seen what Trent Richardson can do, and they have already passed
what he can
on
do.
Trent
Exactly. Yeah, definitely not what a guy. It's interesting. I'd be curious to see if he gets an invite from somebody because he earned it in what he did there. Listen, he was very good in the AFL, but it was the – It was the AFL. AAF, rather. The AAF. So it'll be interesting to see if...
Maybe get a job in the AFL, though, Joe. Maybe that's where the next kind of Canada.
It
you
could
know,
very well
like-
be. Either that or Applebee's, one or the other. Or maybe right. he can... because he's hanging out with Fitzpatrick, apparently. Just absolutely crazy. One of the other NFL notes, too, that we heard yesterday, of course, we told you it broke yesterday morning, the whole Russell Wilson signing a... the richest contract in the history of football, more than Aaron Rodgers, which, by the way, you know Aaron Rodgers can't be happy with. Aaron Rodgers is not a big fan of Russell Wilson, if you guys haven't followed along over the years. Not a big fan of Russell Wilson. And the whole idea that now Russell Wilson is making more money than he is, I feel bad for the people who are got to face Aaron Rodgers this year. He's gotten thrown under the bus by people pointing fingers at him in the offseason. Everybody's blaming Aaron Rodgers for this, that. Now he's second fiddle to a guy he can't stand in Russell Wilson. A motivated Aaron Rodgers, even at 35 years old.
Hey, I don't know where Joe went, but what Joe was going to tell you is a motivated Aaron Rodgers is a dangerous Aaron Rodgers. It's going to come down to two things with him and the Green Bay Packers. One, can Aaron Rodgers stay healthy? That's going to be very important. And then, listen, honestly, they addressed their defense a lot in the offseason. I think the signing of Adrian Amos as a safety from Chicago is a huge under-the-radar signing. The question will be, in the draft, do they get Aaron Rodgers any weapons, okay? They've gone defense, defense, defense for years in a row, guys like Jair Alexander, and it has worked. But do they get him any weapons? You got Davante Adams, and that's about it. The Packers have two first-round picks. I think they're going to address wide receiver. I think they might address tight end as well. Keep an eye out on some of the tight – there's two tight ends from Iowa – Iowa Hawkeyes, okay? You got DJ Hawkinson, who everybody rates as the number one tight end. And then you also have Noah Fant, okay? And not only a guy like we've talked about, you know, the ideas of DK Metcalf, but there's other Ole Miss wide receiver A.J. Brown, the Oklahoma wide receiver Malcolm Brown, okay? There are a lot of other options. There's an Andy Isabella, okay, from a small school. There are options, and I think with the window closing, Joe mentioned it, Aaron Rodgers is age 35. How many years does he still have at the top of the food chain, right? And so I think they've addressed the defensive side of the ball. in free agency, now with their two first-round picks, I think they're going offense. I think they're going skill positions to support Aaron Rodgers. They already have one of the better offensive lines, pass blocking, Beluga, you know, Bakhtiari on that offensive line. They need skill positions for Aaron Rodgers. That's where I think they're going to go while the window is still open. When we come back on the other side of the break, my man Joe Ranieri rejoins us, and we keep it going on. Make it rain right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
They're really going to have to figure something out come draft night. Is it going to be Josh Rosen that they make a trade for? Do they sit there at 15 and wait to who falls to them, whether it's Drew Lock or Daniel Jones or even maybe Dwayne Haskins? Or do they make a move and go up and trade for somebody? So what do you think Washington's going to end up doing? They seem to be in the Josh Rosen sweepstakes. Talk has cooled on that as of late, but I think that'll heat up here in the next 10 days.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Bitestafin, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Game time decisions.
You know, I'm a nicer guy than most people. I said no suspension for Kadri. Say, hey, I'm watching you, Kadri. That'd be enough after the fact. DeBrus tried to run Marlowe into the pole next to the bench. It was a cheap shot. I don't know why no one sees that. He skated. He waited. He was like, I'm going to wait till right now, and I'm going to try to drill him. That's Marlowe, too. Marlowe's like 80 years old. He deserved to get hit in the face.
You know what, Gabe? And you're right about that. I still think he's going to get a game or two.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Make it rain here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Technology is a beautiful thing, except when it doesn't work. We're going to get our guy Joe Ranieri back with us at lightning speed. Before we get into hour number three, I want to remind you guys that there's that poll question up right now. We're talking about some, you know, under-the-radar NFL moves. The schedule being released tonight, I think it's really important. You can go put them in your calendar. And like we said, there's some opportunities to see if there's inefficiencies there. Schedule losses, teams on back-to-back-to-back road games, teams after the London game, teams that are playing their second road game facing a team that is just off their bye. These are the things that we want to look at to see if there's some inefficiencies in the numbers that we could look at right now. But 52% of you guys out there, and thanks for voting, thanks for getting it down with us on the Fantasy Sports Network. 52% of you say national TV games is what you look at. 22% say the bye week. 9% say late season matchups. I look at those national TV games and I'm telling you that there's a lot of buzz that the first Monday Night Football game will be a repeat on the 50-year anniversary with Jets and Browns, potentially, Monday Night Football in week one. Also, Odell Beckham and Jamal Adams already talking about it a little bit in social media. Joe and I both agree we may see that. We talked also about how the Patriots will not be kicking off the season in the Thursday night game, talking about it will be Bears-Packers. So that got us talking about the Green Bay Packers. They're sitting there with two first-round picks. They've done a lot to address their defense in the offseason via free agency. I think guys like Za'Darius Smith they nailed, Adrian Amos as a safety. By the way, who they sign away from Chicago, not only helping their secondary, but hurting a rival. So maybe Aaron Rodgers can go ahead and attack that secondary in week one. I believe they're going to go offense in the draft, all right? And it sounds like some of you guys out there believe so as well. Big shout-out to the guys in the chat room. We got Daniel Terrazas already saying, well, here we go, the best morning show in the industry. Big shout-out to you guys. We're trying to help you make it rain, and we will do so when we come back in our 8 o'clock hour. We go back to the NBA playoffs. Are you comfortable laying 15 points with the Milwaukee Bucks tonight? We'll talk a little Champions League soccer if you want to play a little football. And we also got some major league plays. I see a game that's got an 8.5 total with two good pitchers on the mound that I'm going under with. We'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And my man Joe Ranieri, the Rain Man, will come and join us. Make it rain right here on the fence.